In this bulletin, extreme flooding continues to pose life-threatening risks in Queensland and northern New South Wales. Prime Minister Scott Morrison warns Australians not to travel to Ukraine. And in sport, Swimming Australia says we'll boycott the World Short Course Championships in Russia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Unprecedented weather continues to batter parts of New South Wales. Hundreds of people have been rescued in Lismore, amongst the worst affected areas, with some people forced to climb onto the roofs of their homes to avoid rising floodwaters. New South Wales officials are urging people not to drive through floodwaters and stay home where possible. Premier Dominic Perrottet says while the flooding has peaked, flash flooding is expected in the Northern River region.
For those people in communities where it has not flooded before, please do not think that a flood will not occur in your community. We have seen this flooding to be unprecedented, particularly in this area. So please continue to follow the instructions of the SES. Be patient. We are doing everything that we can to provide the help and support for people in these flooded communities.
Emergency services in Queensland have received more than 2,000 calls for assistance overnight as the flood emergency continues. The Brisbane River peaked at around 8 o'clock this morning at 4 metres, with large amounts of debris, boats and reports of small homes seen floating down it. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says life-threatening flash flooding is underway and some rivers are still yet to peak. Anastasia Palaszczuk has advised those living in impacted areas to seek out shelter in evacuation centres.
Currently we have 1,544 people in evacuation centres across the southeast, and more are being opened by council. So the council's gave us a brief today. So please, if you are living in an impacted area and if you cannot remain in your home and you don't have family or close relatives nearby, there are evacuation centres available, so help is there as well.
The federal government says financial support is being made available to 17 local government areas in the flood-hit areas. Over 1,000 people were forced to take refuge in evacuation centres overnight as the worst of the flood conditions hit communities. The government says immediate payments are being made available through the MyGov website of $1,000 per adult and $500 per child. Longer term, there's a disaster recovery allowance to cover people over a 13-week period if they can't get to work due to floodwaters. Federal Emergency Management Minister Bridget McKenzie has told Network 7 authorities are acting quickly to help those impacted.
This very unusual weather system has just really sat over the top of these communities and continued to rain. Even last night we had 200 mil of rain drop. Everyone must stay home. Do not go through floodwaters, even if you think it's safe, because we don't need any more tragedies occurring.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is warning Australians not to travel to Ukraine. It comes after the Ukrainian president issued a statement calling for citizens around the world to join the fight against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Morrison says while he can absolutely understand the strong feelings and motivations for people to do that, he says the legality of such actions is uncertain under Australian law.
Our travel advice to all Australians is do not travel to Ukraine. Okay, so let me be very clear about that. That is the Australian government's advice to all Australians not to travel to Ukraine for obvious reasons. And I would counsel against making assumptions about the legality of such activity at this point, given the uncertainties that are associated with the arrangements and the force that the President of Ukraine, Zelensky, is putting in place.
Experts say even a small nuclear exchange could have devastating effects on Australia. It comes as the Russian President Vladimir Putin announced he's putting the country's nuclear deterrent on high alert in the face of Western sanctions on Russian banks and oligarchs. Monash University Associate Professor in Politics and International Relations, Maria Rost-Rubli, has told SBS News while a nuclear exchange with Australia is unlikely, the risk cannot be dismissed.
Nuclear war can happen, and it would have a devastating impact on Australia. Even a small nuclear exchange could lead to growing seasons being shortened considerably. Research that has modeling has indicated that 2 billion people could be at risk from starvation, if depending on the size of the nuclear exchange. And so if we had a small nuclear exchange because of, you know, the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, that could have very significant effects on Australia.
In sport, Swimming Australia says it will boycott the World Short Course Championships in Russia later this year. The national governing body of swimming says it's appalled by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and athletes would not feel safe travelling to Russia for work. The sporting body also says Australian swimmers refuse to participate in any events in Russia this year. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, a possible shower, 27 degrees. Melbourne, humid with possible showers, 25. Hobart, showers easing, 22. Canberra, a shower or two and 23 degrees. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, similar and 26. Newcastle, also showers, 26 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 35. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.